Test 1, 2, 3, 4. Good afternoon, anyone that's listening to this after the fact. Just got a new microphone over the weekend and wanted to jump on, do a live stream to test out volume levels, make sure it's not too loud. It's got adjustable volume on the mic, and I don't know what it sounds like because I can't listen to it and talk at the same time. So I decided to jump on and see if anybody could join me in any of the chats and tell me how the volume level is. So I'm just going to hang out here for a little bit till I see someone pop on. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Yep, talking to myself. I got a new mic and just wanted to jump on and test some levels. So yeah, upgraded all big and fancy and stuff. Oh, nice. Nice. Thank you. Thank you. So I said Corey was going to come on too.
Hi.
we got this mic's all fancy and shit, and it's got different directions. You can do omnidirectional right at you, and then like a figure eight configuration. So if you were interviewing someone across a table, and then an omnidirectional. So I was wondering how that worked, like if she could talk over there and if you could hear, maybe she'd come closer to me. I do kind of smell. I took a shower yesterday, but not today. But I don't even know if she can get in camera.
I don't need to be in camera.
You don't want to be in the camera? You just want to be the ghost voice from the other side.
Sure, that's fine.
Oh, beautiful. Look at that. We're right there on the YouTubes. Or no, that's Facebook. Interesting. Interesting. So how's your weekend going, Chris? I hope you're having a good one. Man, we opened a shitload of boxes. We went over to Josh's and picked up all our boxes and opened a bunch of stuff up yesterday. That was fun. Got some videos made. Got one up. The dogs, they were a lot of fun to deal with. And yeah, I had like a lotion explosion in one of my boxes, actually for the mic. And it was like old lady lotion.
It did smell like old lady lotion for sure.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to timestamp that for, hey, what's going on, Carrie? I'm going to timestamp that. And you talked with the mono there. I'm going to switch that. Now that's the omnidirectional, and we're going to talk about the lotion again. And I thought it was old lady lotion, and
definitely reminded me of my grandma. It totally smelled just like something my grandma would have wore.
And it burned my fingers, like literally burned my fingers.
Well, we haven't used a chemical lotion in a long time either. So.
Yeah, we don't use any sort of chemicals at all. But yeah, it was, and it was weird because it wasn't on the outside box. So you know how Amazon's good for doing box inside a box. It was a set, a microphone, a pair of headphones, and then the pop screen, and it was in a box. So this box was inside the bigger Amazon box. So when I opened the Amazon box, I could kind of smell it. And then as I pulled the inner box out, it was just coated. The one side was like coated in this grease. And it wasn't really on the inside of the Amazon box either. And I'm like, what the hell leaked in here? So I opened it up and it wasn't on the inside very much either. It was like, it must have been going down the line in the factory and hit a bottle of lotion that it exploded or something and then got put in the Amazon box. But yeah, it was messed up. But everything inside the other box was sealed because they were all individual items put into a kit. So it was not like I had to send it back or anything, but it was just the weirdest experience. Yeah, now I'm selling Avon, man. It smelled like Avon. Like, if the Avon showed up at your house and she smelled like this, you would be like, oh, that makes sense. Perfect sense. Like, how many gallons of that stuff are you going to try to sell me? Because I think that I think my mom used to get Avon, and she would get it every year, but she had like 15 bottles of things because you could never use the shit fast enough that they'd sell you more. And yeah,
it was a little more potent than Avon.
Oh, it was very, very potent. I don't know if that is a good thing or a bad thing. Like, I don't know if is cheaper lotion more fragrant than more expensive lotion? Is it a higher class thing to have a nuanced smell? And then if you're super, super on the low end, it just like hits you like a ton of bricks. I don't know. I'm not really sure. So, other than that, we got our front line. Yeah, been waiting on Frontline for the dogs for like a month now. So
we got our shoes.
We got shoes. We got barefoot shoes. You will follow me if I can burp. Is that what that says over there on Twitch? Well, Jesus Christ, I'm up for a follower. That was really horrible. Oh yeah, there you go. Is that all right, man? That's the most random thing I've had happen in a while. That's great. Did that count? Do I qualify? I don't know if I even have followers over on Twitch. I set it up and I don't make it over there very often, but I just stream there because it's set up. So yeah, it was kind of chunky. It was like an on-demand thing. It was, definitely was not natural, and I tried to push it out. So, oh man, that's great. That's great. Thanks for following, man. I'll have to hit up Twitch a lot more if that's the kind of party that's going on over there. Oh, how's everybody's weekend going? We were down in the 30s, the mid to low 30s overnight last night. It's kind of reminded me of home, but the wood stove just cooking away and keeping us warm. Nice and cozy in here right now, about 69 degrees. Yeah, just like sophomoric comedy right there. But yeah, I've been burning a little wood. Supposed to be in the 50s and 60s this week, and then up into the 70s first part of the next week, so after Thanksgiving. So looking forward to that. Yeah, Carrie, I've been inside doing videos all the time. So yeah, Chris has got 38. Can I burp for a follow? I already tried that, man. Oh, there were ads playing. Oh, uh-oh. Oh, another. Another chunky one.
Don't make him throw up.
Yeah, my wife says don't make me throw up because that would not go over well. Yeah, it was very weak, man. I'll have to work on that. I'm not real gassy at the moment. I've been eating a little better, so haven't been burping all that much. I start eating healthy, and things get better like that. So I don't know. Yeah, as Corey's over there eating, opening a bag of candy, we're having a little cheat weekend because she was on vacation for 3 or 4 days. Yeah, Tim. Yeah, Toolman's definitely got t-shirt weather going on. In the negative 15 range, I think he's out there in a t-shirt shoveling, going, "Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's sunny. It was a little windy this morning and overcast, but just threw a toque on and made it through the day. Got to the afternoon and it got nice and sunny, and just out here shoveling some snow." Yeah, sorry it's a little cold for you, but it's perfect for me. Oh, so all right, man. Chris, thanks for stopping in, man. I really, really appreciate it. So Aaron, how was your hog processing this weekend? It looked like it went very well. Yeah. Gotten fat. You're getting fast. You are getting getting extremely fast and efficient doing that, which is awesome because yeah, now you can start teaching it because you've really proven that you know what you're doing. You grasp the concept and you're improving at it. So that's fantastic. So anybody in Illinois.
And it looked like the kids were a lot of help too.
Yeah. Did they all jump in? All the kids jump in real well and participate. Yeah, I can't believe this dude. This dude jumped on from Twitch and I got a follow because I had a weak ass burp. I feel like I have to atone and find him and send him a clip of a really good one at some point. Huh. That's a lot of pressure. You think that's a lot of pressure to have to?
Interesting request. I've never. Yeah.
Huh. Huh. That's definitely. I'm definitely talking about that on the show in the morning. That's. the kids. Are they? Are they doing any cutting or what? What kind of things do you have your kids do? In the hog processing process. How deep are they getting into it, or are they just observing and kind of helping clean up and move things around? All right, man, Carrie, thanks for stopping in. I really appreciate it. And we'll catch you later this week, I'm sure. Ooh, we got Telegram messages. I wonder if that's from my chat. Hopefully it's not someone that's on a Apple phone and with a Bluetooth going, I can't hear the mic. You need to turn it up.
Did you ever figure that out?
I have not figured it out. I didn't know. I don't know. I have no idea. You said yours works, right?
No, mine didn't work.
Won't work either with mm-hmm. Bluetooth.
It works on the regular iPhone speaker, but will not work when I'm connected to Bluetooth. At least headphones. I haven't tried with a boom.
We should try with a boom, but it's kind of tough because we'll definitely get feedback at that point. All right. Aaron says they help cut the pieces to be ground. Help mix the ground meat with the seasoning and helped with the grinder. Man, that's awesome. Congrats, guys. That's fantastic. So they're, what are they? 4 and 8? Aaron, I apologize. I don't know the ages of your children. 5 and 9. I should know this. I really should, but, I have a weird thing for that. I don't even know how old I am, really. There was a point the other day that I had to like figure out how old I was, and I was shocked when I realized what my age was. I really don't pay attention to birthdays. I don't celebrate them all that much. It's just another trip around the sun, and I manage not to get killed by something stupid I've done or some random act of just death that will happen now and then to people. And I don't know. So I don't really count. And then all of a sudden I had to tell someone how old I was for real. Like, I just kind of bullshit when somebody asks how old I am. I don't really care. But I did the math and I was like, oh my God, holy shit. And yeah. yeah, 6 and 9. I was close. Didn't I say 6 and 9? I said 4 and 8 and 4, 6 and 9. That's close. Yeah, I'm only, oh yeah. Yeah, that's it. But it's like how old you feel, right? Corey's 7 years younger than me, right? Yes, 8 years younger. She's 8 years younger than me. Well, seven and a half. Because you're September, I'm February. So yeah, it's a halvesy. Yeah, so I don't care. I really don't care what difference does it make how old I am? Like, I'm not running for president. I think I'm old enough to do that. I can vote. I can buy cigarettes. I can buy beer. I can rent a car. I can't collect Social Security for quite a while, I'm sure.
You're just starting to get AARP memberships.
I did get a few AARP memberships a couple years ago, and that was quite concerning because I had just turned 40, I think. And I don't know. Oh, look at that. There is Nate. All right. So if everything goes sideways here in a minute, I'm going to mute my mic real quick and I'll be back. But I'm going to bring Nate on and see if everything blows up. What's going on, man?
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing good. That didn't just go sideways with my laptop speakers playing into the backside of the mic because I have the omnidirectional button selected.
Okay. So
I was figuring that if the speaker was playing towards the mic on the backside, it was going to pick up as reverb, but it doesn't seem to be doing that. So that's cool.
No, it seems to be working pretty good. So
I'm wondering if it can recognize the output of the computer because it's plugged in via USB because it's got like all the channel selection and the mic is pretty sweet. I was checking it out last night. Like it's got a audio in on the backside of the mic and then a headphone jack also. So you could like plug a guitar into it and then put that as one output as a mono track together. And I was pretty impressed by that for $130. That's not bad. Because then you have volume control on all the tracks.
Right. This is the one we use. And it's got all that stuff in the back. It's USB-C. Oh, nice. And nice. It's got speaker and omnidirectional or forward-facing. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed. It's solid. I mean, the bass of the thing it weighs 6 pounds. I'm like, holy nice. Shit. I could probably do a hurting on somebody with it if I needed to, but we're trying to figure out if I want to do a boom or not and how it would work in here because we're so have such a weird setup because I'm just like at the kitchen table. So as soon as my show's done, then I do all sorts of work on the computer right in front of it. So everything, if it's mobile to get out of the way, it might be nice. But if it's mobile, it's right in front of the windows and it might be a pain in the ass.
You could bolt it on a board too. Take the board off the table.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I also want to be able to whip it outside because I got a screen tent and I'm going to put some lights out there and have a outside studio. I'm hoping anytime we're staying put long enough to set up the screen tent, I can throw a studio outside.
Yeah, that definitely works. So
yeah, it's interesting. Pig process went look good.
Oh yeah, dude. We were tired last night. It was 8:30, 9 o'clock before we were done. So
nice. You started. What time did you start?
About 10 o'clock. I think I got back and set up from the locker. So it was a 215-pound hog. We ended up with both sides of bacon instead of doing pork chops. We did a roast out of the backstrap area, and then all the bacon, we got that going right now. I'll do that next weekend. It's got a cure for a week, then we'll get that rolling. It's 56.5 pounds of ground.
Nice. You gonna mix that with the venison?
We might down the road. Not a lot of the venison that we do is steak cuts.
Oh, okay.
So like we'll pull roasts out of that. We'll pull backstraps out of that. And then if we do ground, it'll be probably we'll grind it up and then we'll mix it after the fact.
Right.
So, because we just got a mixer. So
are you doing all the ground in ground? Are you stuffing sausage or
anything? Just straight ground.
Just straight ground. Straight ground. And then ground. You do like patties out of it and stuff when you make it?
Usually we'll just treat it like ground beef.
Oh, okay.
Aaron's got real smart. She'll do like an 11 by 11 freezer bag, and then she'll flatten it out instead of doing the rolls. So actually it all lines up in there. So we have 60 pounds on one shelf in our freezer.
Right. Yeah.
And it's all stacked up nice. You just go in there and grab a little bit off and you're good.
Yeah, we used to do that with a guy that had the local farmer. You could buy like big tubes from him, and then I'd bring it home and flat pack it. Or even if we were buying meat at the grocery store, we'd always buy like that 5 pound tube and then bring it home and do flats in quart Ziploc bags. And then they flat stacked. And when you had all the chickens and all that shit in freezers, and freezer space is a priority, being able to flat stack shit is definitely key.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We got, what is it? 8 chickens in there right now. 5 or 6 rabbits, a whole bunch of venison. That's all steaks, all the bacon that we've had over the years. So yeah, it's
Did you get through your other hog before you got this one?
No,
you got a lot left, or
we were forcing ourselves to eat a lot of sausage so we can make some room in the freezer.
So we found that we got to a cycle where there was a year we would take off.
Yeah,
like one was like a year and a half. So every third year we were eating up the end of it, and then it like lined up for the next one, and then you had extra the next year, but then the third year you took off, and that's kind of weird. But you know, we also had a shitload of other protein right on the farm. But you said all the ground. I was gonna tell you, when we bought from the Amish guy down the road, he dropped him off at the processor. Mm-hmm. And then I had to pick it up to pay for it and everything. And they didn't drive, obviously. So I was like, okay. Right. So I called him, and I still owed him money. Like, this dude dropped a pig off at the processor for me. And like, I could have gone and gave me the processor's number. I could have gone and paid the processor, picked up my pork, and never called the guy again. Like, what's he going to do? Roll me down in his fucking buggy? Because I mean, he was like 30 miles away. I mean, I would never do that, but they were so trusting. I'm like, that's not me, but I could see people doing that shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I call them. I'm like, hey, dude, I got to go pick up my pork. I know you got travel like restrictions. It's harder for you to get around. Do you want me to pick yours up and drop you off? Because I got to pay you anyway. And he's like, yeah, that'd be great. So I roll up and I grab I had it like all broke down, like all sorts of different shit. And I was like, oh, and Laverne wants me to grab his hog too. And I'm going to go drop it off at his house. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, no questions asked. Didn't call or anything. He just like hands me this dude's. He hands it to me in a box. And I'm like, what's this? And he's like, oh, he just gets it all ground. Whole pig.
Yep. Whole that's pig. Pretty much what we got.
And so then when we got back, I was like, talked to him. I was like, so why do you get it ground? He's like, because we can it, because I don't have anywhere to store it frozen. We don't have freezers and electric. So we'll be canning that as soon as it thaws out. They literally froze it in a block.
Yeah.
It wasn't like portioned out at all. It was just like a whole pig ground up in a fucking frozen block. And I'm like, I guess it gives them a couple days while it thaws out. Stuff or whatever they do, but I was like, this is so weird. This is just like a ground up pig.
Right. And that's pretty much what we do too. We don't do a lot of the cuts. A lot of the trimmings is all just go to ground. The only thing we keep is the ribs, the bacon, and the pork chops. And then we'll turn this year, instead of doing pork chops, we just did straight roast, because I'm not dealing with having the pork chops laying around.
You grind up the hams and stuff.
Yep. And then usually every year we go buy a ham around Christmas.
Right. Well, you gotta cut off a small one, like just for you guys, and save it. Because you get it this time of year every year, right?
Yeah, it's been around November, early November, late October.
Oh, dude, that would be so perfect to do that and then do it for Christmas and brine it over the time and like have that super, like, here it is, like never just, oh, God, that'd be good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what we do is we usually get one that spiral cut.
Oh, yeah.
And we do a bourbon glaze on it.
Yeah, I did one. We got the pig done, and I asked the processor if I could get the hams pre-smoked. And so he left them just raw cut. And I did the whole process and served it at Easter. And Corey and I were like falling out of our chairs. And everybody else was like, yeah, it's just like, you know, great. Where'd you get the ham? Like Walmart. And I'm like, Are you fucking kidding me? Are you tasting this shit? Are you serious? I spent like 2 weeks doing this shit.
Yeah, our biggest problem when we, if we don't get a spiral cut ham, what we do doesn't work.
Oh.
So it's bourbon, brown sugar, maple syrup, and then...
Oh, so it goes in the leaves?
Yep. Yeah. And it's really good.
So. Yeah, it sounds really good. Corey and I were just talking what we're going to be doing for Thanksgiving, what we're going to do for Christmas and stuff, because it's the first time we're, like, not around her family. She's got a shitload of family in Minnesota, so, like, every holiday is, like, go here with these people, go here with that, those people, and we're just going to decompress and sit by ourselves. It's like, you want to do anything special on Thanksgiving? She's like, I'll probably work if I can.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Well, that settles it.
I get double time.
Then she gets double time if she works.
Exactly. Why not? So,
just another day, man. Just another day.
Right.
Oh man. So. No, he had to turn his camera and his microphone off because somebody peeked their head. The Wizard of Oz poked their poked their head in.
That would be the girls. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So I heard they helped a ton. That's awesome. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, they did a lot of stuff. Ashlyn was learning how to kind of pull the meat off, or pull a lot of the fat off, skin the hog. And then our oldest was, our youngest was working on just kind of knife skills to start with.
That's great. Yeah. That is great.
Oh. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But
that was like, so what, how long ago was it that that wouldn't even want to go close because of the blood? That was like 2 years ago, wasn't it?
3 years ago, yeah.
3 years ago. Man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And yes. you let them do it at their own pace and figure out what they wanted to do. And if they wanted to do it, they could. If they didn't want to, they didn't have to.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. We didn't force them. If they wanted to come inside, we had the grandparents here to take care of it. And if they wanted to hang out, awesome. If not, you know, then they'd come out and hang out.
That's perfect.
But they were out.
Did you guys end up processing those deer feet or the deer hooves from the deer dog?
I have them out on the. I was literally working on that when Aaron said, "Hey, he's live." When Brian was live, so I'm like, "All right, that can wait another day, and I'll do that."
So are you're thawing them, or you froze them, or did you start processing them right away?
No, my our neighbor got another buck.
Oh, I saw that. That was a really nice one.
Dude. That's going to score out real nice. Probably 160, 170. It's a decent size. Smaller body than the one I got. But, you know, the antlers were a lot, antlers were a lot bigger.
Nice.
And we most of it went to Coyote. He pulled all the good stuff out. But then all the stuff that he doesn't like to go after, we just tossed to the Coyotes.
Wow. Yeah.
And then we'll start working on them soon.
Nice. Nice. So the first one, the one you got, did you take the legs and you froze them or did Aaron start them?
Yeah, they're frozen. We threw them in there. We didn't have time to really mess with it. She had to do some research, but now that we've done the research and I have this set of four, I was getting ready to, I came in to find a tape measure. You know where I put it, and she's like, "Hey, he's live." You know, he dropped the
leg. Yeah, we did them extra long. We did them right up to the next joint, I think, and then cut them back.
Yeah, it was the hook, then it bent, and then we did like a little bit more because we were gonna do hooks.
Yeah, we're gonna do hooks. So we did probably 8 inches up. So you had the hoof, and then the front knuckle joint, and then probably 8 to 10 inches, and and then we did them in like a small tote. It just kind of filled them. It took a lot of freaking, alcohol and all that shit, but it was worth it. And then when they dried, they like curled themselves up to be like those hangers when they cured.
So okay.
when they started, they were straight. And then as they dried, they curled themselves up to be like the hooks. So you could put them for like a gun rack or coat hooks or stuff like that And then you could cut off what you didn't need. So like, if you're going to do a gun rack, you don't need them 12 inches long. You only need them like 3 inches to put the stock in. But yeah, they were pretty cool. As they dried, they like curled up and we're like, well, God, we didn't want them straight.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you did. Oh, never mind. I assume they curled themselves. Corey said she did that.
Okay. Yeah, I think ours are kind of curled a little bit right now. I was going to go out and probably zip tie them together so they, you know, like zip tie them into the V.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can drop them in the solution.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm glad we tried it when, because we were full on doing shitloads of rabbit feet when I got that deer. And we were like, oh, why don't we just try it? Like, if it didn't work, we were just going to throw them out in the woods. They're like,
yeah.
So what? So we did that, and they turned out great. And then I didn't ever end up doing anything with them. Did we leave them at the house?
No. Someone that came and looked at stuff at the house.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I just was like, yeah, you can have
somebody.
Them.
Somebody wanted them a tote full of deer legs. It was like people would come to buy shit, and we would be like, oh, did you want something? They're like, why do you have that? Like, we had so much odds and ends stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're going to see how it goes. We're out of feet. Those went pretty quick. It'll be another, let's see if they deliver on the 23rd. So 3 days from today, it'll be 12 weeks from there. So it'll be sometime in February, late February, early March. We'll have some more.
Yeah. They were probably, I think that was probably the best sustained, well, that and the comfrey. You're like, you're doing the two things that sold better than anything else I did.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. So
I mean, in person quail eggs and quail probably the most in person, but comfrey and rabbit foot keychains were through the mail more than anything, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how the comfrey salve works out, and then I'm hoping the comfrey comes back in the bin, because right now that's a little to be determined.
Oh yeah, it'll come. You'll have so much in the ground, where you cut it off, where you thought it got sprayed and it died. It's never gonna die.
Oh yeah, it came back over there.
Yeah, so it's gonna be thick there. And The crazy part about it is the more you dig it and propagate it, the more, even in the spot that you're digging it, the more it grows, because every time you dig it up, you're cutting the roots off and those come up as new plants, and it just grows out every single time you dig it. So you're going to have, like, in a year, you're going to have more than you could ever fucking deal with.
So Nate, what did you end up doing with your bin that the comfrey was in? Did you put like bales around it, or did you just leave it open for winter, or what'd you do?
We put 2-inch pink foam on the top, and then we wrapped it in black plastic.
Okay.
Nice.
I want to see if that black plastic, if the sun hits it, it's going to keep it a little warm.
Right. Did you do that over the top and everything?
No, just on the sides. And then I did pink foam along the or in the top. I cut it to fit and then dropped it down in the IBC tote.
Nice. Chop and drop on top of that at the end of the season.
Yep, chop and drop, and then I dumped a bunch of rabbit manure on the top of it before we covered it up.
Nice. Wow. I'm really curious to see if that, when, like, let that, if you let that come in the spring, so give it to where it first starts to shoot up the flower, and then cut it off at the soil level and pull the whole damn thing right out of the tote and see how much growth you got from when you planted it. Because you'll just be able to pull the dirt back and put that thing straight back in, and it won't hurt it at all. But I'm curious to see the growth, because you'd like have a live whole plant. Like, I could never do that in the ground because I couldn't. It wasn't loose on the bottom. Like, you have fresh, loose soil that you can manipulate enough. Oh, I have a incoming phone call. Interesting. A Sunday. Not today.
It'll be interesting to see how it goes. It's only got about 2 feet of dirt on the top.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about half dirt, half wood. So it's kind of like a hugelkultur inside that tote. So I'll be interested to see if it's actually down below the dirt. And then,
yeah, because you planted that, what, midsummer in the tote?
Yeah, it was midsummer. We did that just on a whim, and holy cow. I don't know if you ever saw those leaves. They were like 2 feet long.
Yeah, 2 feet long. Yeah, we planted it down the side of the house, and it was like, I didn't even try because I had seen it grow so much, and I was like, I'm going to see if I can abuse the living shit out of these. So we had grass that grew right up to the foundation of the house. It wasn't like a flower bed or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I literally took a shovel and stuck it in the ground and like peeled back the sod. I didn't even like really take the sod out. I just made like a little half moon, and I pushed the thing in with my finger and shoved it in the dirt and then watered it. And, all of a sudden we had a whole hedgerow of them down the side of the house, and they were just enormous plants.
Nice. We ripped out all of our
down, or did you just do a root cutting or a couple plants, or what did you start in there?
That was your crown box. I think, Brian, the second one that we got was all the crowns. And then we did it. We didn't put the whole box in there. I think we only put four plants in there. And then the rest were around the patio.
Okay.
So we're going to see how that goes. And then out front, we're even talking about maybe ripping out all the hostas and just putting them there, because they look better than a hosta, I think.
I think so, too. I do like the hostas that have the multicolored leaves, though.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. So.
But yeah, we did that too. We planted them all down the side of the house in place of hostas, because I was like, well,
yeah, a little more benefit. Might as well have something that'll make some money.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was I'm interested to see how it does. The ones that we planted, so we got two boxes from you. One box we planted, one was in the back a little bit, one, and then on the side of the house. And then that second box we got from you, we added around the patio and the inside the IBC totes. Like all your cuttings we put in the ground. And then all the crowns that we got, we put in that IBC tote.
Okay. So. Nice. So that's four. What is that? 4x4?
Yeah. 40x48.
40 by 48, yeah. So that's just packed in there. That's going to be like that's just a cash cow.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how it does.
I think it'll do just fine if you insulated it like that. Because you guys don't get super cold winters, do you?
We get down, I've seen -25.
But like sustained, like what's your
sustained is usually 0 to -10.
What's your code for burying concrete? Like 30 inches or something.
Water's 48. I know that.
Water's 48.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious to see. I think the insulation and the black plastic will do really good. It'll just keep it not quite as thawed or frozen, but you can't kill the shit. So,
right.
And it survives my winter out and just in the ground. Mm-hmm. And we freeze so deep, it's so solid that I can't imagine being in a totes any different.
Right. And like we're
frozen solid, whether it's above ground or below ground, and the shit still survives.
Right. And I just got like 7 mil plastic that you'd use at a job site to cover up ground. You know, like
now what that will do will jump start the shit out of that in the spring.
Yeah.
Be careful. Don't leave that foam on the top too long. I would probably, you even get start into the spring where you got above anywhere near like freezing in, mm-hmm. in the day and it's sunny. Maybe pull that off and put straw on the top of it so they can pop up when they want.
Yeah. Yeah. We do have, there is a little bit of a gap. So we got it on kind of like an angle, and I got a board on this end just so it doesn't smash the plants.
Oh, Aaron, you're pulling out your hostas. What color hosta flowers do you have?
That's a good question. I
you live there too.
I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Because the comfrey looks really cool in between hostas, so don't necessarily pull all your hostas out. Like intersperse the two every other in every place. Like swap them in and out. Because we found that you could sell big hostas, like established hostas. They were going in the suburbs, like the hoity-toity burbs. You could somebody building a house and landscapers would pay like $200 for like a huge hosta from you, and we had like patches of them at our house, and we never really got into that market because it was such a far drive from us. But that looked lucrative, and it's weird because people give them away up where we were, like, oh, come dig as many as you want. And that's what we were thinking. I'm like, well, it looks nice, it looks really nice. And then I'm like looking at prices in the suburbs of the cities, and I'm seeing $200 for a hosta plant. I look at the picture. I'm like, dude, I got like 30 of those outside the house. What the fuck am I doing?
Nice. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have the straight green leaf and the white and green leaf, I think.
But the white and green leaf. Yeah, those look good.
Yeah, I don't know what color flowers there are. We had a whole bunch of daylilies that we ripped out. I am so sick of those damn things.
That's how we replaced our grass.
Yeah.
Literally, we just put plant patches of those things and then not mow it. And then in the fall, we'd mow it down. And after like a few years, they just choked out the grass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't like to mow.
at our old house, so our brother-in-law here in town, or my brother-in-law here in town, we've talked about him a few times. He used to have a daylily farm at their place.
All right.
And a lot of the daylilies from our place, we think are from him, but a lot at our old house were like chocolate daylilies.
Ooh, I was going to say different variety of colors.
Yeah, we had like three or four different colors in the front of that house. They ripped all that stuff out, but since we moved out.
We had the ones I liked were there was that University of Minnesota, that maroon, that really dark maroon.
Yeah.
And like the flowers were gold and maroon, like the Minnesota Vikings or Gophers colors. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. It was interesting that it was in Minnesota. They were everywhere on our property, like absolutely everywhere.
Huh. That's cool.
We started with six, and then I got a bunch from my aunt and planted them everywhere. So that's how we ended up with them everywhere on the property.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 I mean, they just, Corey just propagated everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Our neighbor, the people next door that sprayed all that stuff, they're the ones that have all the daylilies down the driveway. So
you should spray them for them just to make sure they stay alive.
Yeah. I'll make sure to hit it with some diesel. Roundupper. Yeah, that'll work. Diesel and light it and run.
You don't even need to light it, dude. Just spray it with it. Just like draw a line down the edge of the property with diesel and see what happens. Like don't go across this yellow line.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear I got a follow on Twitch because I burped on the air?
No.
Yeah, some dude, like earlier, I don't even know if he's still on here, but all of a sudden a Twitch message pops up. Is like, hey, how you doing tonight? And I look at the, hey, Michael, how's it going? Thanks thanks for the mic check there. But he shows up in the thing and says, hey, how's it going? And I look at his name and it was like, I follow for burps. And I'm like, what? So I just happened to pop a Yingling open. And it was a week. I mean, it was like chunky,
gurgly
burp. It was pretty weak, even in the new mic. I should have turned the mic up. It would have been a little better. But it was like an on-demand thing. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Nice.
But hopefully I got a follow on Twitch because I think that would be number two or three.
There you go. That'll work.
So this guy, I listened to his radio show back in Minnesota out of St. Cloud, and he was on like Rockin' 101. He was like a kind of a shock jock. He kind of built his morning show up. He did a great job. I mean, the guy's a really good marketer. He's a comedian. He does all sorts of different shit. So I don't really get down with his comedy anymore. It got a little overbearing for me, but he is definitely a marketing genius because he's got a following and whatever. Well, he got canceled, and he had started live streaming his broadcast Twitch and on Facebook and all of this, even when he was on the radio. Like, he saw that avenue. So he had built those audiences up, and when they canceled him on the radio,
no, oh, you still there, Brian? He kind of froze up there.
he got canceled on Twitch and then is building it back up on YouTube. But he's got all these, like, because he's an asshole. He's like a shock jock asshole. They make fun of people. That's what they do. They just make fun of people. That's their shtick. And they got some enemies. Somebody fucking swatted them the other day.
No shit.
Yeah, live. They're doing an evening show. The dude works his ass off. It's super impressive to have watched it from when he I started listening soon after he got the gig at the rock station. Because I was driving to work at that time, and they had some crappy morning show, and this dude got hired to try something new, and he knocked it out of the park. I've probably listened to him for 7-8 years. I stopped a while back, but he's doing it. I just saw his Facebook page because I follow it still. I just kind of keep an eye on what he's doing, and he got swatted the other night. I was like, oh, that fucking sucks.
Whoops.
They could try swatting me, I guess. They'd be rolling out here in a field in Texas going, we're doing what?
Yeah, I would think they would be a little afraid to come out in the middle of a field in Texas.
why are we going out there? What's he doing? What's the problem?
Right?
He's talking on the internet in the middle of a field? Oh, okay, he's a goofball. We got lots of them down here.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, that does happen, and I don't understand why people would do that. So,
I'm starting to feel like Woody Harrelson in 2020 or whatever that movie was, or The Day After Tomorrow. The one where he's in the fucking RV predicting the end of the world, and he's out on the cauldron when it explodes.
Yep.
I love that movie. podcast from the RV, controversial topics.
Oh yeah.
I'm the next Woody Harrelson. That's sweet.
Yep.
Oh man. What do you think, dear? We got, what are we having for dinner? When and how long do I have?
You can take as long as you want.
She says I can take as long.
Ooh,
hey, Nate. Hey, my mom said I can play as late as I need to.
Yeah, well, here, let's go down a rabbit hole. I got this in the mail.
What's that?
That would be a maple leaf.
Oh, nice.
4-9's maple leaf.
Nice. Where did you procure that from? A private transaction? Or a?
It showed up in the mail from a fellow Canadian.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Well, that's not bad. I have a target date on our silver production.
Yeah, and I got yours down here somewhere. I think it's in here.
I don't know if Tim has announced it yet, but he's going to run his launch with his Groundhog Day giveaway. So we're targeting taking possession towards the end of January. So look for yours in the mail probably beginning of February.
Yeah, here's the big one. I got yours.
Nice.
And then the little one is in my little coin holder, which is this guy.
Nice. Yeah. You put my coin in your cock purse.
Yes. I think. Or no, wait, where is your other one?
Uh-oh, one of the girls took it and traded it for something that they probably
better not. They'll be grounded. That's all. They Tim's at the...
They got like three blow pops and two tickets to the carnival.
Yeah, that would be a trouble. That would be, there it is. Right here. I got it. Yeah.
Nice.
Well,
nice. Yeah, I'm excited. So the two and three or round two is going to be the mirror of that.
Okay. Cool.
And I'm doing pre-orders. Until I get them, people can choose their number. You already chose yours. I have it on my spreadsheet. But, people will be able to choose their number up until the time I get them in the mail. And at that point, they're for sale on the site. And you get what you get. So,
yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Man, those turned out really nice. I like those.
Yeah, but, I'm excited.
Yeah, this is literally the first coin, you know, silver coin that I've ever gotten.
Nice. You know,
like legit real coin.
So sup fuckers. What'd you call him? What'd you say? Meow? I'll call him a chicken fucker. we watched, so last night, Corey and I, so we've been on a little bit of a movie kick because she was on vacation. Every night we just kind of did a little bit, did enough to get by, and then just sat back and watched a movie. And yeah. We usually look at Prime and look through the movies and then just go to the ones we own, and we own all the stupid comedy ones. And so we've been watching a lot of Super Troopers and all that type of comedy, Will Ferrell shit. And so last night I looked at her, I was like, hey, I wonder if Christmas Vacation's on Prime. And she's like, yeah, right. Like, that's never on there. And so I was like, I'm fucking buying it. I don't care. I said, we'll watch it 14 fucking times between now and Christmas. So we watched it last night. And this morning I got done editing video and I was like, hey, you want to watch Christmas Vacation again?
Nice.
We didn't do it. I was like, she's like, yeah, I'll watch it. And I was like, yeah, we probably shouldn't. I could, no problem, but we probably couldn't, we shouldn't. But we were talking last night, like, that's the perfect movie. Every single character in that movie is perfect, and the person that played them did it perfect, and they all, like, there's nobody in that movie I'm like, they could have done better with this one.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the girls have already been watching Elf nonstop, so.
Oh yeah, Elf is a good one.
Yeah,
Will Ferrell, yeah. Yeah, so we've been watching like Step Brothers, and she hasn't let me watch Talladega Nights yet again because I think I watched it four or five times within 2 or 3 weeks a ways back, and she said no more. So that one's on the naughty list for a while. I'm hoping to watch Office Space here maybe later tonight if we get done with all our shit soon enough. And what else have we watched? What else do we own? Slammin' Salmon. Have you ever watched Slammin' Salmon?
No, I saw you post that. I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, dude, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Have you seen Beerfest?
Which one?
Beerfest.
Yes.
It's all those guys. It's all the same guys. Super Troopers. Okay. It's the broken. Yeah. It's the same crew, but the dude from the Green Miles in it, Duncan.
Oh, okay.
He plays a heavyweight boxing champion, just dumber than a fucking box of rocks, but he owns a restaurant, and it's about the restaurant and the servers. It's fucking hilarious, but it's all those guys in it. And
nice.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where you gotta turn your fucking brain off and just laugh, because if you try to analyze it, you're like, this is fucking stupid. You're gonna shoot yourself in the head. But if you let it happen and let it be funny, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, Aaron says I made her watch Super Troopers. That would be the case. Yes, I did force her to watch Super Troopers, but she also forced me to watch a lot of Will Ferrell, and I can't stand that guy. So.
I love Talladega Nights. I watch that shit like every afternoon if I could. And
yeah, Yeah, I don't know what it is about him. I just don't like him. So
that's because I like to party.
Yeah,
I think he's an acquired taste.
Oh, he's definitely acquired. I agree with that. And here's the funny thing: I've never seen Anchorman.
I have, and I think I shut it off and walked away from it.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Like I imagine I would dig it pretty much because I think he's just funny in general, but. Yeah, I've yet to go back and purchase all the Adam Sandler movies, but Corey started talking about those the other day, and so those are going to be on my mind, and well, we're going to end up buying those.
He was
those.
Saying the golf ball whacker thing, and I was like, oh
yeah, because yeah. I was gonna get the our manual weed trimmer thing that looks like a golf club. I was getting that. I was calling it the golf club whacker thing, and then she started talking about Happy Gilmore and shit.
Happy Gilmore was good. That was a funny movie.
Yeah, I like Happy Gilmore. Billy Madison's pretty good. I like all those guys. Steve Buscemi is one of my favorites. So
yeah, and Mr. Deeds was pretty funny.
Was it 50
First Dates. That was a pretty good one.
That was with what, Jennifer Aniston.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's hot too.
Yeah.
Dude, so we're watching Christmas Vacation last night, and that chick from the perfume counter that he's like all gaga about and everything, losing his shit at the counter, and I'm like cracking up, and I'm like thinking back, I saw that movie in the theater. Like so what was that, like mid-90s, early 90s? When was that movie? You should look that up for me, because like my family, that was our thing. Like, we'd go Christmas shopping at the mall and see the movie. Like, I saw Home Alone in the theater when it was like first released. I'll date myself. Okay, 89. So I was 11 when that movie came out, almost 12. And so I watched that in the theater. And can you only imagine like what was going through my head? How awkward it was sitting between my parents watching that scene going, oh my God. Can you imagine why I'm all fucked up?
Yeah, I could definitely see that. So
man, like that whole like era was all that shit. And I was like, my hormones are racing through the, and I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah, I think I wasn't that lady. That was the counter, wasn't she in Beverly Hills Cop?
She's one of the
sales ladies in that at one of the stores. She looked familiar.
And then there was like 4 minutes. Yeah, she was like 4 minutes in the movie, but she was the chick on the diving board too.
Yes.
So like, I mean, twice in the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
On the big screen, in the theater, in the dark, next to your parents.
Swing!
My twisted childhood. Welcome to my twisted childhood.
Yep.
Thanks, Chevy.
All right. Well, I probably got to jump out of here, and we got to get dinner going because the girls got 4-H tonight, so...
All right, man. Yeah, holy shit, it's been an hour. I should probably sign off too, so I can actually sit down and watch Talladega Nights tonight. So.
There you go.
All right, man. Thanks for hopping on. I appreciate it. So I don't like blow somebody's ears out the minute I.
Yeah, you're sounding good here. So it's definitely working.
All right,
working. Cool.
All right, man. Appreciate it. We'll text you later.
Yep. Peace out.
All right. Bye. All right. I think I'm gonna be done. All right. Thanks to anybody that tuned in live, or if you picked it up on the replay, I appreciate it. Be sure to check out my podcast every Monday through Friday morning, 6 a.m. Central. I go for about a half an hour. Yeah, maybe start going a little longer because that was pretty fun this morning or this afternoon. So, yep. Have a good night. We'll catch you later.